If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. Number one, you need to set boundaries. Like I said, I was a strong friend. I was there for everybody, and it was really taking a toll on my energy. So what I did was I told my friends that, hey, I'm here for you, but if you need to talk to me or vent or say anything negative to me, then can you please ask me if I'm in a good headspace to deal with it before just unloading on me? Because I didn't want to just, like, I didn't want to be in a good mood and then pick up my phone and then see something negative and then just have my energy drained. So what I did was I told my close friends, the people who usually vent to me, I told them, hey, if you need me for whatever reason, can you please ask for permission to vent or have, like, you know, a deep conversation or to, like, say something, like if something bad happened to you and you need me to be there for you, happy to do it. But can you ask me first so that I can make sure that I'm mentally prepared to deal with that? And at first, I'm not going to lie, I felt some kind of way about saying that, but my friends were actually very understanding in the end. And our relationship has been in a much better place because of it, because we set those boundaries, basically. Now, apart from boundaries, if you're not sure who you need to, like, talk to or anything, this is basically what I did. This is what I would encourage you to do. For the people you talk to on a daily basis, or the people you talk to the most often, when somebody comes to mind, right? When you see a text from a specific person, how does that make you feel? Like, if you see someone's name pop up on your phone, do you assume it's going to be drama? Do you assume it's going to be gossip? Do you assume it's going to be negative? How does it make you feel when you see a certain person name pop up on your phone? That's basically how you do, like, a friendship audit. Or not just friendship, just basically anybody who has access to you. Think about how they make you feel when you see a message from them. If it's anything but positive, then you need to set boundaries with that person. If you don't want to be gossiping with people and you know every time you see a message from so-and-so it's gossip, you need to tell them, hey, can you please refrain from gossiping when we speak? And I promise you, at first, it's going to feel very uncomfortable setting those boundaries because you may feel like, I don't know how some people will take it. But think about it this way, and this is how I thought about it. I said, you know what? If I have this negative emotion every time I see this person's face, and that's the impact that they have on me. If they are not willing to respect those boundaries, is it really worth keeping that person in my life when every time I see your name, my energy drops? Like, is it really worth having you in my life when I don't even read your message, but I'm already wary of what I might see? And the answer was no. Like, obviously, it was a no. Like, I thought about how I wanted to live my life. I thought about the type of life I wanted. And I was like, if that person makes me feel a certain way, if I feel like they are affecting my energy, then it's not worth keeping them around because they're only going to hold me back. And I'm not making room for anybody that's going to hold me back, and you shouldn't either. So think about how people make you feel when you see their name pop up on your phone.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.